sat outside in the sun, well, actually inside the registration tent at St. John's, Hoxton. I'm with James Smith. You may know him from his Twitter name, Floppy.
Absolutely, that's me.
I caught the end of your talk in my rushing around and was very both entertained and enlightened in some ways. Can you give us a title and a brief outline?
So the talk was called Open Revolution, and it's a talk about open source democracy and about a project that I've been involved in for a few years around building a collaborative political manifesto, and then the story of putting it up for election and where we're going from here and things like that. So that kind of...
Now, the need for us to change, or everybody... the feeling of the need for us to change the democracies that we have around the world right now seems to be on the tip of many people's tongues. Why do you think this is?
So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's because what we've got at the moment is very much the politics and the democracy that's grown out of the Industrial Revolution. But we're at the beginning of another one. We're at the beginning of the network revolution. We're only, you know, 25 years into the web. This is just the beginning. And with those big technological revolutions come social and political ones. So the parties, the institutions that we have at the moment, the trade unions, the existing conservative labour type split all comes from the sort of changes around the Industrial Revolution. And we're seeing a change in how people... the network revolution is changing how people interact with the world at a very fundamental level. It's, you know, we have the sum total of human knowledge in our pockets. You know, we all have superpowers to talk to anybody anywhere on the planet. It's changing us and our the way that we work together, i.e. our democracy, the way that we choose to operate as a society, will change as well. And a lot of people feel that need that our existing systems and institutions they don't operate in the way that we've adapted to, and you know, like I say, it's only the beginning. So those systems are going to have to change. We're not sure how yet, but something's going to have to shift.
Who's got the clearest idea, or what have you seen floating around there as to what this might look like?
So it's there's a lot of to different experiments going on. There are a number of people building different tools, you know, different software tools for online decision making, organizing, things like that.
You mentioned Represent Me, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, I've signed up to that a few weeks ago and spent quite a long time clicking stuff, and then I just stopped thinking, I'm not sure exactly where this information is going, because I'm profiling myself in quite, because these are really important questions I'm being asked, absolutely. Which sometimes I won't answer on Twitter, and yet I'm quite happy to go yes, no, maybe.
And I think that I wouldn't worry about it too much. They're great guys. There's lots of things like that. Represents a really interesting one. There are other things out there like Lumio, Democracy OS, who've just release a new open source product called Sovereign, I think. Building those kinds of platforms to enable people to organize and come to collective decisions together online. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in digital democracy, online voting, things like that as well in the air. But I don't think we're really seeing yet the idea that there'll be a fundamental shift in the way that democracy and politics operate. We're seeing some improvements, seeing people sort of improving the existing system. A lot of people saying, well, we can make, you know, we can better inform people, we can, you know, we can fact check, things like that. But at the end of the day, if you've still got the same choices, we haven't necessarily moved on. So it's emerging, and there's a few parties across the world that are starting to do that, but
for example, the Poetician Brigitta in Iceland.
I mean, the what's been happening with the Pirate Party in Iceland recently is very interesting.
You've also taken your political experiments quite far.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're exploring that here in the UK. We started with an open source collaborative manifesto, so a way of letting people build policy together in a sort of Wikipedia style, but with a bit of voting involved. And then after a while of building that, we decided to stand a couple of candidates in the 2015 general election. I was one of those. We formed a party around it. The party's called Something New. You can find it online, somethingnew.org.uk. And it is trying to be an open, transparent party for the network age. We're treating it very much as a sort of a startup experiment. You know, minimum viable party is one of the sort of ideas.
How did you feel when Trump got in?
Oh God!
Is it kind of a anything could happen. We best tread carefully.
No, it's just. I mean, this year. I mean, I started my presentation with a picture of a wheelie bin on fire with the label 2016. It's just, you know, this year's been a mess, and it's been a. It feels to me like we've been on a path, a generally, you know, progressive path of increasing equality, tolerance, things like that for my lifetime, really. And, you know, we've not gone always as fast or as well as we'd like to, but the trend seems to be in the right direction. You know, and this year has just seen this sort of backlash, it feels, against progressive values, collaboration, openness, and working together. It's all about me, about us, about putting up walls and separating ourselves. And it's, yeah, that's really distressing because, you know, the reason I'm involved in this is through concern at the really big global problems that we need to deal with. We're operating at a global scale as a, you know, planetary sized society now. And the only thing that's not, you know, our economy and our pollution and all these other things are at that scale, the only thing that's not is the way that we work together. We're still hiding in our corners and we're intent on separating ourselves from the rest of the world, and I'm not sure where everybody thinks they're going to go when we are literally all here together. So, you know, I think the network revolution and the way that we're all connected together has real potential for allowing us to build the sort of thing where we can solve those problems together.
You did talk a lot about the inertia of large systems, though, yep. And the fact that this isn't going to just change overnight. This is going to be very slow. So yes. How do we create a kind of a petri dish or a sandbox where a maybe more decentralized system yep. could be experimented with to convince many that this could work?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's about showing that the model, you know, there are things in the model that could work. And that's why we're, you know, doing what we're doing. We're trying to show that you could operate a political organization that way.
You didn't lose, did you? You weren't last.
No, I didn't come last. I came sixth. I thought this morning I'd come seventh, and then somebody in the audience looked it up and I came sixth. It was 2 years ago, I can't remember. It was, you know, that the doing that stuff and putting it up, you know, not just saying, well, we could do this, but actually building stuff and then actually doing it, actually putting it up in front of voters, is really important, I think. And we need to do that. But finding other places to apply those things. So I was talking to a friend of mine this morning who's suggesting that using that sort of system as a way inside things like cooperatives might be really useful because they're dedicated to democracy. That's what they are. So there are organizations maybe that are more inclined to start this stuff on a smaller scale. But I think for us it's about just keeping on the experiment and seeing what happens. It's, you know, it's very much a sort of hacker mindset, you know, let's keep trying things and see what falls off, right?
And you're always looking for people to assist you in this massive hack. And can they do that if they're listening to this going, actually, the time is now. I'd actually like to get involved.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of appetite for people to get involved. A lot of people have seen this year and, you know, thought...
The flaming wheelie bin of 2016.
Exactly, yeah. I must be able to do something, right? And yeah, absolutely. We're, like I say, we're a startup party. We're really small. We're doing the best we can at the moment. But if you go to somethingnew.org.uk, you can, if you want to get involved, you can come and talk to us on the forum. You know, pitch in where you can. If you want to donate, you can do that. Help us run our servers. But we need all sorts of people. We need media experts. We need developers, UX, community managers, you know, getting people together. We're starting to get a decent list of people who are together, but just getting them organized is a difficult thing in itself and not my area of expertise. So, whatever your skills, we can use you.
We're still allowed to say the revolution starts here, right?
Absolutely. The revolution starts every day.
I love your optimism. Fantastic.
You've got to be optimistic, otherwise you'd go and hide in a wheelie bin.
And great talk, great imagery. I want to finish on the slide you showed of all the possible futures.
Yes.
Name the films that we can be a part of, should we choose.
Oh God, I can't remember all of them.
I'll give you a couple. You've got Prisoner.
Yeah, Prisoner was one. This is a thing that my boss Gavin Starks came up with and used to use at a lot of company things. It's like, what future are we aiming for? Are we trying to build a future where we're in Blade Runner or Star Trek or The Prisoner or
Mad
Max? Remember what else is on there. Mad Max is one. One was not a film, it was just total extinction. AI was one. The one I've always thought we were most likely to end up in my pessimistic moments was something like Children of Men, you know, with the camps and things like that. And and this year,
that's not far off.
No, it's disturbingly close. So I think we've got to imagine the future we want to build and then try and build it together.
Thank you so much. You are Floppy on Twitter, should anybody want to connect with you there as well. And will your slides be available?
They will. Slides and video and anything else I can find will all be available on the Something New website.
Brilliant. Nudge me and we can share it here. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you.